Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Force is awakened. Ooh-ha! That's the big movie of the weekend, maybe one of the big movies of the year. I'm expecting that would be the case. Hello, welcome to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, to celebrate yet another opportunity for us to share our love and our gratitude and a little bit of grace here and there. Certainly appreciation, the experience that we have being with you every day is kind of a neat one. I say good morning to most of you. I say good day to many of you that listen other times of the day. One of the great things is that you can get this anytime you want, anywhere you want. You can make it all Doug all the time if you want to. Go to DougSteffen.com or you can go to DJVShow.com, Facebook.com/DJVShow. We are here at your service and on your side with... I'm having a hard time deciding whether I want to talk about Boris Johnson or the young strippers.
Normally, that's not really a dilemma for most people, or most men
good.
Especially.
Let's talk about the strippers then. This is a group of young strippers in Reno, Nevada. What the heck are they up to?
They are suing the city of Reno because they say that, and this is eight women have filed a $15 million lawsuit claiming that the city's ordinance that forbids women under 21 from dancing violates their civil rights. And these plaintiffs are between the ages of 18 and 21. A ninth woman who is not a dancer is also somehow involved in this lawsuit because she claims that she should have the right to view topless dancers at an establishment that serves alcohol, just as she says she has the right to eat at a restaurant that has a bar. So the lawsuit also reportedly claims that the ban is discriminatory since male dancers are allowed to work without shirts on. And so you can be 18 and be a male dancer without a shirt on, but not a female dancer in Reno. And so the dancers say that they came up with the $15 million figure by essentially estimating that there are 100 underage dancers in Reno making $50,000 to $100,000 over 3 years, and that's how they came up with this $15 million number, but it'll be interesting to see where it goes. They may end up either changing the city ordinance, or who knows, or you have to still be 21. But it is kind of funny because this story made national headlines yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was kind of all over social media, too. So
why not?
You know, yeah, why not?
Why
hey,
not?
If you want to be 18 and be a stripper, you know, go for it.
Help yourself. Right, exactly. It's not exactly what your mother wants you to do. However, take it as you can. Boris Johnson has set out what appears to be, according to some observers, a pretty radical agenda when it comes to Brexit. And I've been wondering out loud what Tony Blair thinks about all this. Have you seen anything? I saw a piece of, he's looking, man, he looks old. I don't know how old he is. I think he's about Bill Clinton's age, so he's probably in his 70s. But he's, not that that has anything to do with what he has to say. It's pretty obvious what the... Well, I don't know. Is it obvious what the Queen thinks? You know, I'm tired of listening to Boris Johnson already. I think he's a big blowhard and isn't doing... Listen, I'm not an Englishman. I'm an Anglophile. I love the country, love visiting there, love being there. There's an energy there that I find unmatched any place else in the world that I've ever been, frankly. And I don't know enough about it. I have friends that live there. Most of them don't like Boris Johnson. They didn't vote for him. But that doesn't mean, you know, the guy's in charge. Okay, so what does that mean now? The agenda for the year has been laid out in the Queen's speech. There's a Queen. The Queen delivers a speech every year at the end of the year at the House of Lords. And then, you know, there's debate about it, and there's a vote in the House of Commons as to whether to adopt it. So the government is going to...
I do wonder, though. I know that she... because if you think about it, you know, she grew up... She was how old was she during World War II? Isn't that around the time when she took over?
Yeah, she was in her 20s. She was in her 20s.
Yeah. So it is interesting, and that's when, you know, the League of Nations, the you know, that the UN, like all of that stuff, she came from that era of countries banding together.
Yeah.
And I would be very interested. I will never hear it because she's not, protocol probably prohibits her from ever saying how she really feels about any political issue. It would be, I would think, behind closed doors, she's got some pretty strong feelings about leaving the EU. So, I don't know. The British pound took a big dip in value. My whole family.
You wonder what these people are thinking. Honestly,
yeah, my whole family in Ireland says that Boris Johnson has pretty much made it clear he does not care about Ireland, and the border between the north of Ireland, which is under British territory, and the Republic of Ireland, that border is really in jeopardy now.
All it does is cause more trouble. What is he trying to do? Why does he want to create a problem?
Because he just doesn't care about Ireland, unfortunately, because he just doesn't. And there's always been a discrimination, obviously. The English have always looked down on the Ireland. It goes back thousands of years. They just feel like they're, you know, like low-class peasants compared to them. And, you know, and a British poll recently only showed that, like, 1 in 10 Brits even care about Ireland or what happens to that border during Brexit. So most British people also share the same sentiment as Boris Johnson. They just don't care what's going to happen to Ireland. So who knows?
Immigration the Brexit issue is immigration. He's supposed to be introducing some kind of a point system like he's in Australia, prioritizing high-skilled immigrants who speak English and don't have criminal
records. That's going to backfire. Anytime, any country, and it's backfired in Australia too. But the difference though is no one wants to go to Australia, so because it's so remote. But in England, this is going to backfire because the bottom line is, and people don't want to say this because it doesn't sound PC, but the same thing happens in Ireland, the same thing in England. Regular British white people do not want laboring jobs. They don't want
Americans don't either.
Americans don't either, and this is something that no one ever wants to say out loud, but the truth is, when you look around, look at landscapers, look at laborers, look at in every different industry, and it's the same thing over in England and Ireland.
They're all dark-skinned, and they don't speak English. If they only want to bring in the intelligentsia,
then that's fine. Go ahead and see what happens to your service industry, see what happens to who's running every restaurant kitchen. Look around, and it's going to backfire big time on them. Bigly, as Trump would say. It's going to backfire.
Bigly, yeah.
And Trump wants to do it here, and it's going to backfire here, too.
Well, there's a certain point. I agree to a point with what's going on. And my experience is mostly from the farm stuff. And the reason that it may backfire is because we let it get out of hand for so many years without really observing the law. When people were still doing the work, when Americans were still doing the work, and then when opportunity expanded, educational opportunities expanded, people can get jobs in better areas.
But the problem, though, is where we are now, and this is probably similar to England and Ireland, where we are now in this country, the newest generation, Gen Z, is the most educated generation in the history of our country. That is not a generation that's going to want to be a landscaper or a janitor or a cook, a line cook in a kitchen, a prep cook. This is a generation where we're going to be lacking severely in the workforce if we adopted a similar policy to this.
Because some of those jobs are good jobs.
It's a good thing in a sense that youngest generation is so highly educated. That is a good thing because they've also been raised with
jobs,
STEM.
Yeah, but the jobs are not there for a lot of people. The jobs are there for people who have skills in certain basic things, some of the trades. There are a lot of jobs there that aren't being taken up. One of the things that we've talked about for years, I remember when I was a board member at Heidelberg, one of the big problems we had was graduating all these kids, and they didn't have any jobs.
Right.
Because this
next group of kids, when they graduate from college, it'll be very interesting to see. Now, a lot of them are using the STEM classes, you know, science, technology, engineering, maths. So that's going to benefit them because that's where the jobs are going to be, automation, things like that, artificial intelligence. But it will be really interesting to see what the job market looks like for those kids when they get up to the college graduation age. But the problem is they're not going to do anything in labor. That's just not happening.
In a moment, What's missing from the Jeffrey Epstein lore? And a manner of speaking, 16 after on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, the DJV program. Surveillance video, Victoria, recorded inside the correctional center when Jeffrey Epstein was trying to kill himself the first time, is missing. Isn't that
interesting? Yeah.
The feds say an attorney for Epstein's former cellmate looking for it. I'm not sure what he's looking for. His name is Nick Tartaglione. There you go. Former police officer charged with murdering four people. Sounds like a nice partner to have. So yeah. Is the suggestion that Tartaglione, somebody may have gotten him and he offed Epstein? Is that what?
No,
what
apparently his attorney is claiming that he actually saved Jeffrey Epstein's life because he found him unconscious in July after the first attempt. So I think what Tartaglione is looking for is some goodwill time off, maybe. Right. He's, you know, trying to say, hey, I'm a good guy, and I may have murdered four people, but I saved Jeffrey Epstein the first time. So I guess
what's happened to these guards that were on duty? What's going on with them? They were
fired, I think. But that's about it. One was shopping online instead of doing her rounds, and the other one, I forget what the other one was doing. The other one was doing something else, but neither did what their job was. Yeah.
No. Lovely. Isn't that sweet? Okay, well, listen. The end of the road. It's a long and winding road, as it were. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here, time for Mark Anthony. Is it Anthony or Anthony?
Anthony.
Anthony.
It is Anthony. Okay. Mark Anthony, who was married to J-Lo.
Not Cleopatra, if that's what you're thinking.
Right?
Mark Anthony.
Very good. That's a good save.
Actually, Victoria, thank you. I don't know how many people remember that Mark Anthony was the bad guy. All right. Anyway, this guy had a 120-foot luxury yacht that is at the bottom of the drink after a fire yesterday. Caught fire, capsized. It was docked, actually, at a marina off Watson Island.
Is that like one of those little islands off Miami?
Yeah. It's out in Miami
Harbor.
Like
Star Island and like all those little islands that are connected there?
Yeah, right. It's like Catalina Island in off the coast of L.A. Same kind of thing. People go out there for a day, have a picnic, whatever it is. Anyway, he wasn't on the boat. The boat's called Andiamo, by the way. No one was injured. Miami fire rescue officials said it's still an active scene because the amount of fire. How do ships like that catch on fire? Would be my.
We don't know how this one started. It could have been an electrical fire. I mean, 120 foot. That's a big yacht. That's a big boat. Yeah.
What does he do that makes him that much dough? What is? Is he that successful?
Oh my gosh! In Latin America.
Oh my gosh!
Is he?
The biggest ever. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't.
He's probably sold 100 million records.
So,
maybe more. I mean, he's,
but the Latin Americans don't like the fact that he lives in America?
I don't know that I've ever heard a problem with that.
No.
No, I'm just, I think sometimes people...
he's from Puerto Rico. No.
Yeah.
He's big in all of the Latin culture. Everywhere he goes, he plays... He does... Yeah, he'll do, like, numerous days, like Wembley Stadium size. He's...
Okay, does he travel all the time in South America? Is that it? He's always on the road? Is he always entertaining? He got new records all the time? I don't know that much about other than he's, what his marriage past is. Mm-hmm. I don't know that much about him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know his touring schedule, to be honest. I don't know.
He and J-Lo are still friends, though. Aren't they?
They are. They have two kids together. Yep.
Yeah, right. And she doesn't look like she's ever had a kid.
No, she looks amazing.
She's taking care of
But, you know, he was married to... He's a squirrely-looking little guy.
Yeah,
and
he's not attractive.
Not only did he marry J-Lo, but he married two different Miss Universes. So,
really? Yeah. He's not an attractive guy.
No. He's a skinny little weird-looking guy, but, you know...
Yeah, listen. Surprise, surprise.
So is Mick Jagger, right? So, you know.
Yeah.
Just be a musician.
Those skinny leg rockers like Rod Stewart, Mick Jagger, all those guys. I don't know what they see in those people, but. All right, Ringo, I was listening to the Beatles channel yesterday. I'm glad to have Sirius XM back again. I enjoy listening to some of those. I actually was listening to the Howard Stern channel. Man, the stuff he gets away with, even I had to turn it off. It got to be that raw. Anyway, and I'm a pretty open-minded person. All right, Ringo was all over the Beatles channel yesterday, as he usually is. And now, you'll be pleased to know, if you're a fan, I am, he's released What's My Name? Which is the title track off his 20th studio album, which came down in October. The album, What's My Name, has Joe Walsh on it. I'm Gotta Get Up to Get Down. And even McCartney makes an appearance, teaming up with Ringo for a rendition of John Lennon's Grow Old With Me, one of the last songs Lennon wrote before he died. It eventually appeared on Lennon's 1984 album with Yoko Ono called Milk and Honey. That was after he died. I sang it to the best I could, Ringo said, a recording Lennon song. I do well up when I think of John as deeply. Very smart. And he knows how it works. He's very good with an audience, loves to tour. I think he's 75 now, 76 maybe. I think he and McCartney are the same age. And they love being on the road and entertaining. People love him, love him. Anyway, so this is the new What's My Name is the song. Grow With Me looks like it would be something to listen to nicely as well. So that's the Ringo story here, 28 after on the DJV show.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
We've always thought of hearing loss as just, it's one of those things that happens as we get older.
But Dr. Colin Driscoll says hearing loss can start a cascade of health issues, including making symptoms of dementia worse.
If you have hearing loss, now you're devoting more and more of your cognitive ability to trying to understand what's being said. My brain is working overtime to sort the words out and understand the sentences. And so it's not causing Alzheimer's or structural dementia in that way, but it's leading to a change in your cognitive ability.
Dr. Driscoll says most hearing loss can be improved with hearing aids or cochlear implants.
We know improving hearing decreases the risk of social isolation, depression, which we know are connected with falls, hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that the Democrats have no case after a new demand for impeachment testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says an email from a White House aide is shedding light on President Trump's request for Ukraine's leader to investigate the Bidens.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush-hush. What more do you need? to request a witness.
But Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham says Democrats' feelings about the president are out of control.
Democrats hate him so much, they don't love anything constitutional anymore. All the rules have been thrown in a ditch to get Trump, from the way they impeached him to now denying his day in court.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Doesn't realize it, Victoria. She's got a pretty good sense of humor. She's subtle with her sense of humor.
Hey, yes, right. I do realize it. I'm super funny. How dare you?
Well, listen, practice it as much as you'd like.
I guess he doesn't agree, Kara.
Well, I don't know that we hear. I think she's very serious also about what she does and how she thinks and that sort of thing, which is good because I find it refreshing. Oftentimes, in my experience with people who are in their 20s of late, hasn't been that great. I find that many of the people that have been, at least in the circle that I'm associated with, aren't that accomplished, not that interested in what they're doing. Although, I have to tell you, I laughed yesterday because Karen and I were on the phone a couple of times. You know how I am, Victoria, when I'm driving and thinking about stuff. Bob will tell you the same thing.
Decline Doug's calls when he's in the car for a long time. That would be my advice. Let it go to voicemail.
Just call and I'm the.
Yeah, I was like, Doug has way too much time on his hands when he's driving. He's just sitting and calling me whenever he has an idea, and I'm like, hey, I'm trying to do other stuff here.
Yeah, right. So she says to me, she says, can we talk about this tomorrow morning when we're on the air? I'm busy doing something else.
Yeah.
So that's,
Well, that was probably after the fourth call. I'm guessing.
Maybe in the third call. I don't remember how many calls it was, but I wasn't counting Victoria, as it were. All right, so we got 25 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer still has a voice problem, so we're here working through the stories of the day, the events of the day, what there is going on that needs our attention. I want to say this in passing, and maybe I shouldn't say it in passing. Before you, I know you want to get onto something you find important and relevant. But I found when I'm looking at this overview of the candidates and the Democratic debate, there's something I did not know. I guess maybe in the back of my mind I did see something about Obama's recent comments that if women rule the world would be a better place. I'm paraphrasing.
Damn straight.
Kind of what he said. And I've been saying that for years and years and years. Not that it's unique. I'm certainly not the first person to have said it, but it really is so obvious. When you look around...
Well, women have been saying that, but no one's heard us. Well, women have been saying that for a very long time.
I'm in this circumstance, I think there's a message here, and we don't seem to be getting it. And it troubles me that we aren't getting it. It really does. I think that there's so much room for improvement, and women are better at all kinds of things. You should see me what I'm doing now. I get up from where I'm working and trying to move. Daisy's moving around and I'm trying to keep her calm down because she wants to go.
Well, the thing that's interesting to me kind of on this note is how, I don't know, I feel like people have been kind of opposed to a female president, or, you know, the question that always gets asked is, will they be strong enough, or they're too emotional, or what are they going to do when they're, you know, on their period or something like that. Keep in mind that most of the women who would be running for president are probably in menopause. It is offensive, but the thing that's interesting to me is...
Wait a minute. Well, don't gloss over that last statement.
I mean,
most of the women running are on menopause.
Well,
that's pretty
well, absolutely.
I'm not joking, though. People,
they're in their 70s.
It just goes to show how little people know about how women's reproductive systems work. Because
Klobuchar's in her 60s, right?
Yeah, so she...
Did she? Oh, I didn't think she was that. I thought she was
even 50. If she's in her 50s, I don't know. It just goes to show how little people know, because they would, you know, talk about Hillary Clinton as if she was,
she's 59.
Right.
So
can be PMSing. I'm like,
she's still past menopause. Yeah.
Yeah, either way. But,
okay, but the fact here is that women are better managers. They're better organizers. They are oftentimes more, when it comes to thinking things through, better able to see the other end of the story.
Yeah.
That's been my
experience. Statistically, women are better multitaskers.
Running. Right.
If you think about it, like on a practical kind of example, if you think about what every woman you know, whether she's a mother or not, let's just go with if she's a busy working mom, think about all the things that a woman has to multitask from the minute she wakes up, taking care of the kids, getting breakfast, getting lunch ready, getting them to school, getting to her job, dealing with her boss, dealing with all of that, figuring out what's for dinner, picking up dry cleaning on the way home, going grocery shopping. Men do not do half of that in one day. If you're a single dad, then I'll give you props, because a lot of single dads will do the same thing. But that's how women, every single day, our brains, scientifically, they've done this, and you know you're big on brain scans. Brains between men and women are very different, and they're different parts of the brain are much more active in women than they are in men. And if they've done so many studies on this. Men are not good multitaskers. Men are very good if you give them one specific task. Men oftentimes may even be better than a woman at one specific task. But when you add on other stuff, men are lost. Give a guy, I'm sorry to say this, I love men dearly. Give a guy a grocery list and see what he comes home with. Because I'm telling you, I have never been with anybody who sticks to the list and comes home and doesn't have some random item that he grabbed at checkout or whatever, or picked up the wrong thing. Lewis is my husband.
Want to go shopping with me, kid?
He is super smart, but he calls me at least twice every single time he goes grocery shopping. He calls me at least twice with a question that I just think is totally inane. But he feels
that he doesn't want to disappoint you, and he doesn't want to bring the wrong stuff home. So that's the look at it from that side.
Of it. It's also part of it. He doesn't really want to do the thinking. He just wants to call me and have me tell him what the answer is. Yeah, so there's a lot of that, too.
I guess what I was saying about female politicians is that it's so funny to me that we've had only male presidents, and across the world there have been so many male leaders, and you look at how many terrible things have happened, how many wars, and how many genocides.
That's the very point.
And it's like, but no one associates that with men. That's just kind of the way the world is. But it's like if we had female leaders, then I would love to see how different it is.
Look at the
conflict resolution is so different the way men and women handle it.
I was talking to you during the break about Putin and the Ayatollah and how different they are. Putin, say what you will about him. Somebody sent us a comment on Facebook about how it's wrong. What we're talking about is wrong. Well, sir, you can have your opinion. Well, I just,
about married men and multitaskers. Ask your wife. See how she feels.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
It.
Hey, dude. Thanks for the comment. Ask your wife if I'm wrong.
I'm married. Have two kids.
Go ahead. Enjoy that conversation.
20 hours a day, and I'm trying to get the rest of it here. Anyway, the point is, let me see if I can. I actually do want to respond to this. If I can get.
I said there are plenty of men who are single dads and deal with that too.
100% inaccurate comments about some married men and multitaskers. I'm married, I have two kids. I'm awake 18 to 20 hours a day. Okay, so
I did. I included that. There are always men.
And there are people. There's always exceptions to every rule.
Right.
I've been around a long time, and I've had a lot of experiences in life. I've run a half a dozen businesses, and I've always done better when I had a woman at my side. That's the way it is. That's the way for me anyway. And I would rather work with women, as is obvious by this. Hello, there's one of me and there's three women. How much more do I have to? How much differently do I have to tell the story? The reason I brought it up is because the candidates in the debate are footballing. They've just kind of booted that question around. They kind of blah 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 blah. None of them. There was a question from a reporter about what Obama had said. Bernie Sanders booted it. Joe Biden booted it. Pete booted it. They just didn't. Maybe we should change his name to instead of Buttigieg, we should call him booted it. The question was not handled well by any of them. And it just seems to me that they better wake up and smell the roses. I don't get, they should be smarter than that, frankly. They should be ashamed of the fact, even though these old white guys are just that, old white guys, hello, the sexist sort of thing that comes out of these responses or lack of responses is troubling to me. And the reason I brought up Putin and the Ayatollah, when you look at the faces of these people and what Obama said in this circumstance is so correct. You look at these guys. Putin is all about himself. He's a rogue. He's kind of like somebody that you'd like to see drop off the face of the earth, but you don't wish him real harm. I mean, he's done a lot of harm. He's a bad guy.
He's a really bad human being.
But you know what? I get out of the Ayatollah a lot different and so much more negative energy out of him. He's just, you look at his nasty face and his attitude and his arrogance and his narcissism and his egotism. He's just a bad guy.
But I also think he is a bad guy. But I also think that he is in a more precarious situation than Putin. Putin can be a little more relaxed and kind of smile and stuff because, look, the elections are so
crooked.
He's in control. He's never going to not be in power. And the Ayatollah is in a much more precarious situation. He's in a much more unsecure situation.
They don't like him.
And he knows that. Like him. Yeah. Right, and he knows that. And so, I think that there is a difference why he is much more aggressive with his energy, too, because Putin knows. Putin doesn't have any real threats. He can sit back. He's loaded. He's one of the wealthiest people on the down low in the world. You know, he can live his life. He can do whatever he wants. You know, he can have his little, side piece gay guys and do, and ride shirtless on a horse, on horseback. And, he can do whatever he wants.
I love it when you get off on that toot. You love to get off on that toot.
I mean, come on. It's so obvious. Yes, but,
All right, so I want to go back to what J.D., the listener, said about being a multitasker, because this was the core of what we were talking about when we got started. And I should do more of this. I should actually, I don't usually have my iPhone here so that I can get quick comments, but I probably should do this more because they make for interesting conversation. All right, so here he said he was married, has two children. He's awake 18 to 20 hours a day. Sounds like the life. My children are grown up. It sounds like my life. I shop, cook, and work full time.
pick up the dry cleaning.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You're watching.
He said he doesn't pick up the dry cleaning.
They don't have any. Most people don't.
My wife does.
In my experience.
All right, so you're reading along with me. My wife does. Now I just lost it.
My wife does her part, but I do the majority. I also do the vehicle and house maintenance. Not tooting my own horse, I just feel like I had to defend the men that do more.
I fully acknowledge that, and I said
that's
that
good,
too.
That's
I said
a
there
good
are
comment.
Plenty
Thank
of men.
That was good.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And there are plenty of men who do that, but the majority is not. What is his name, J.D.? The majority of men are not J.D., and so J.D. is the exception.
And believe
an
me, every woman appreciates
father,
the man who works
and every,
and
yeah. I would say J.D.'s wife is probably very happy with her life to have a man who participates that much. So good for you, J.D., and good for your wife. But most men are not at your level.
All right, yep, 46 after on the DJV program.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Nick Miles is here on the radio with Doug Steffen. Nick Miles has a car care spot that you want to check out when you're buying a car, trying to figure out how to take care of your car, all at rautoexpert.com. In a moment, I want to talk with him about the new deal with Peugeot and how that's going to change what you can buy, the Fiat Chrysler Peugeot merge. It certainly isn't being affected by Brexit, or I wonder if it is. I got to find out whether he thinks we're going to still have Land Rovers and Jaguars in the new world order here. Also, GM has a recall out. You'll want to know about that. First, though, you no longer have to buy a luxury car to experience cutting-edge technology. A lot of features come standard on some of the most affordable new models from mainstream brands. You want to find out what the story is? Listen to Rick Rosario.
Technology in cars keeps evolving and becoming more sophisticated. To help shoppers navigate these new features and gadgets, the experts at AutoTrader named the best new automotive technology for 2020. Brian Moody, executive editor for AutoTrader.
Software always improves over time, and the new version of Apple CarPlay is excellent. It comes with a new dashboard that offers a dual-window view showing both maps and music at the same time, something you couldn't do before. Google recently rolled out an update for its Android Auto system as well, with icons along the bottom of the screen.
And new technology equals more safety features.
One of the most advanced pieces of tech we've seen in some time is Hyundai's Smart Parking Assist. Essentially, it allows you to park into or pull out of a tight parking space while the driver stands outside the car. We also like exit warning systems. These are designed to keep you from opening your door into traffic when a vehicle or bicycle is approaching.
For the complete list of AutoTrader's best new automotive technology for 2020, visit autotrader.com.
All right, the Nixter is here. I must wish you a Merry Christmas, because the next time I talk to you, I'll be wishing you Happy New Year. You're one of the most intelligent people that I come across on the radio. I come across a lot of them. But not only are you intelligent, but you're fun. And I think that's kind of a great combination. All right, so now that the bro love, what are they girls call it? Bromance, that's what it is. Okay. So this Fiat Chrysler Peugeot deal, I'm wondering about that, what you think the impact of that is, especially in light of Brexit, Nick, because we were talking, I think last week, you were worried about whether Jaguar and Rover survive. Those are the two main car manufacturers in England. So what does this do for sales of cars in the UK or anywhere, I guess?
Well, I think you're not going to notice much of a difference initially from the Peugeot-Fiat-Chrysler marriage. What it is going to develop over time is a whole bunch of new electric and new autonomous cars, which, you know, you and I aren't massive fans of. However, they're needed because of fuel and consumption ratings and all that sort of thing in Europe, emission ratings in the United States. They're going to need to, and they're way behind the Fiat Chrysler in getting some electrics and hybrids and those sort of things on the road, which they have to do. So we won't really see much of a difference. The headquarters will still be in Holland. A few people will get moved around from business to business. You might even see Peugeots and Citroens coming back to the United States, God forbid. So anything more from the French, anything more from the French would be a disaster. However, that's probably it. As far as Brexit is concerned, we don't know. We just don't know. Boris Johnson has not got a contract. He has some ideas. We don't know how this. I have businesses. My family has businesses in the UK. We just don't know what's going to happen. And until that agreement is signed and developed, we don't know if we'll be paying taxes or we'll be paying tariffs or if cars can be exported or imported. We just won't know. Now, it makes sense that that would all go through because there's so many people relying on that. But again, there is nothing on the table as yet to know whether Jaguar Land Rover will be able to export out of the United Kingdom, whether Mini will have to move its factories into Europe. We just don't know. So we're just going to have to hold on for that one. And if I have to fly to England to bring my Land Rovers back, I shall do it.
Me too. GM is recalling 800,000 cars. What's the problem?
This time around, it seems to be a software problem in the braking system, and that affects some Silverados, some 1500s, and also affects the Cadillac CT6. You can always go to NHTSA.gov, that's NHTSA.gov, and put in your VIN number. That's the little number on the inside of your door or at the bottom of your windshield. Type the whole number in there, and it'll tell you if your vehicle is affected for any recall whatsoever. But at this point, I don't think that they can do, you know, there is just so many batterings that they've had at GM. It just seems a little bit sad for them that another bunch of vehicles recalled. Merry Christmas, General Motors. I'm sorry this is happening to you.
All right. You see that thing in USA Today about the old cars like the Viper? I forgot about those. Those were pretty hot cars, though, at the time. Weren't they? A lot of movies. Yeah, they were. I don't know. They're not worth much today, but it's kind of interesting to look at some of those old fast cars.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.